Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You watched the Pats last night.
Hell yeah. By the way, my daughters have been, they started training. They're really, and they want to get up early in the morning and train. So I had to wake them up at 5:30. And I was, and that game went late. And I was, there was no way I was turning it off. So I've been tired today. They looked great. I mean, I just got to say, I'm in Boston. They look great.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show. Yo, it's Arcan on WEEI.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and we are here with you tonight for
525,600 minutes.
Not quite, but we are here for a full 4-hour show. Joe Braverman, 4 hours tonight. How we doing, Joe?
Oh, we're doing great. I mean, first off, that story in the crossover, can't get enough of that. I love that story.
I'm a right now. I think that if Stiz wanted to, he should walk into Ken's office and ask for a raise. Because his last 20 minutes of that program, first of all, the Quiz with Stiz is always very good. I love the Quiz with Stiz. I love that it's back. And I thought it was great with the audio stuff today. Excellent. Then after the Quiz with Stiz is over, he congratulates the listeners.
Good job, boys. That is how you play Quiz with Stiz. Congratulations to everyone listening.
Congratulations to everyone listening. Like, that is a power move to say on the air. Congratulations. You just heard one of the greatest segments in the history of the world. Marconi, Fred, move over, Greg Hill. We got our Marconi right here. Congratulations, by the way, to both Greg Hill and also Carson Kennedy, up for Major Market Personality of the Year. Very good luck to both of them. Our building is very well represented this year at the Marconis, which is very cool. They must have not received my submission. Either way, Stiz has a case. I know it's late. They may have to go for next year, but the end of that was tremendous. And then the story at the McDonald's. First of all, your first mistake's going into the McDonald's. You know, even if it's a long line at the drive-thru, you gotta wait it out. You go inside, you don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, you and I know Stiz long enough. That's exactly how I picture that situation going down with him.
Yeah.
It's just him in the entire world could be burning, and he'll be standing there. Can I just get my McNuggets?
Yeah. Like, Stiz grew up in Chelsea. Like, I'm sure Stiz is, while ordering food, Stiz has seen much wilder things than a guy yelling at the people at McDonald's. You know what I mean? I have a feeling that that's probably not the craziest thing that he saw at a counter waiting for some food or waiting to order. He's probably had to plow through an order with something else going on in the bed that was worse than that. Either way, tour de force there at the end from Mr. Stanley Stiz Grammy. Bravo.
And batting number third in your batting order.
And as someone on the text line pointed out, Stiz just used the McDonald's app. I got to say, I didn't believe in the McDonald's app. The McDonald's app is great. It's great. You just
exact
bang,
same
boom,
feeling
right there.
Exact same feeling.
You pull right into the thing. They have it ready for you. It's if you want to make McDonald's even faster than it already is, just get the app. That's all you have to do. Anyways, this is the Christian Arcan Show here. We are live in our Brighton studios, as I told you, and we are coming to you live all over New England. I'm very excited because for the first time since baseball season has ended, we are going to have a guest live in studio, and not just any guest, but Bridget Prue, who's going to come in here to preview the Bruins season, which begins tonight, and which I'm going to be perfectly honest with you folks, I'm having a hard time getting super jazzed up for. So hopefully Bridget can snap me out of it. I don't know. I just feel like it really snuck up on us here. This hockey season snuck up on everybody. And while I'm going to be rooting for the Bruins, I think it's going to be, I don't know, maybe not exactly like some big impact right away, unless they get off to a great start. And there's a possibility, I think, that they can. We'll certainly discuss that with Bridget when she gets here at 6:30. Looking forward to that. But I wanted to start with Matt Damon, who you just heard right there, talking about the Patriots, as now the Patriots are being discussed in Hollywood circles and all sorts of other things. I thought that this year was a very good year for the Red Sox in that way, in getting the discussion going again and getting the conversation moving again about the Boston Red Sox. I've heard from all sorts of people over the course of this season, people who I, you know, used to be big baseball fans and friends with and didn't hear about that for years and years and years. And now these are people kind of coming out of the woodwork saying, you know, I haven't really been paying much attention to the Red Sox lately, but this team and this season, it's got me back into it. And they want to talk about the team. They want to know who these guys are. They want to know about Crochet, and they want to know about Chapman and all these other players. They probably know about Chapman, but you know what I mean. It's much more, there's much more interest. There's much more of a draw. And I think with the Patriots, that same sort of thing's happening right now. It's happening much quicker into the season. I think with the Red Sox, they had kind of a slog for the first 3 months. And then eventually, once you got around to the end of July, beginning of August, things started to pick up. And then, of course, you get into a pennant race and the playoff round, and that's when things are going to peak. Now, obviously, that's over, but I do think there's going to be a lot of intrigue here with the offseason. And as for the Patriots, I think the intrigue is already alive and well. I mean, it's all over the place. You do well in prime time, that's what happens. It spreads. It spreads all over the place. It spreads far and wide. Out of your little bubble here in New England to all the, you know, the distant seashores. Like, that's the way it works. And it's a good thing. It's what makes the NFL what it is. It's the reason why the NFL is the king still, is that if you have one big night like that in primetime with everybody watching, all of a sudden you're the toast of the league the next day. And there's still that kind of draw. There's still that kind of appeal. And the Patriots have positioned themselves very well, because right now what they are is not a bad team anymore. No one looks at them and says, yeah, this team still stinks. And after 2 4-win seasons, to have 3 wins in your first 5 is a pretty big accomplishment in and of itself. Like, you've taken a step forward already, unless you go 1-whatever for the rest of the year, which I don't think they're going to do. I really hope they don't do. But, you know, like, other than that, you've already proven that the hangover from the last 2 years is over. Like, you're not still struggling with that. You're not still working on those things. You're now trying to take the next step. The next step being contending. The next step being getting back to where you want to be. Now, are you going to win 6 championships in 20 years? It's probably not ever going to happen again in this league, but you want to get back to being taken seriously. And for the last couple of years, you didn't take the Patriots seriously. You didn't take Bill Belichick seriously at the end. You definitely didn't take Mayo seriously. You didn't take Mac Jones seriously. You didn't take Bailey Zappi seriously. You know, it wasn't a serious program. It turned into a bit of a joke, and it's not anymore. And we talked about that yesterday, reconnecting with the fans, and I think that certainly happened. But I also think that while it's fun to go through this, and it's fun to sort of bask in the glow of a big win over the Buffalo Bills, there's still some very real flaws with this team that still exist that I think need to be addressed, and I hope the team is addressing and looking at and trying to figure out how to remedy, because there's 3 main things that, looking at the first 5 games of the season, even the games that they've won, there's 5 big issues that this, or 3 big issues in the 5 games that this team has to deal with. The first one, and we have quotes from Mike Vrabel today on all of these, and that's sort of what sprang him to mind. The first one is penalties. And we all know this team commits a lot of penalties. That was a big problem at the end with Bill. It was a huge problem last year, and it's still now a problem this year. They've managed to overcome it in some of the games, and the Buffalo Bills committed more penalties than they did on Sunday night, which was a big part of the reason why that game went the way it did. I know people don't want to admit that, but that did play a major factor. And when asked about it today, Mike Vrabel said this.
Well, it's not that that we don't care about penalties, right? We want to make great decisions, and but I also understand that team fouls are ones that happen before the snap. Like, we have to be better on, you know, and Hunter communicating with the official, and you know, thinking that we got, you know, hoping we got that cleaned up. We don't want to line up offsides. We don't want to extend drives, competition fouls, and we ask them to play full tilt to the tackle. But then there's a line there, and we have to, you know, we have to play by two things: the whistle, right? I just don't understand how a professional athlete could assume that anybody in this league was down, and we're going to play to the whistle, and we're going to play to 2 feet in the white, you know. So again, you just have to understand kind of what they're looking at.
But all right, that's Mike Vrabel on the subject of penalties, essentially saying, and he went on to say he's not really sure how to coach when it comes to penalties. Which I heard that, and I thought, huh, that's not good. You don't know how to coach penalty? Like, I know what he meant, because he wants them to be physical. He wants them, and they have been. Tom King said it last night. He was absolutely right. The Patriots were extremely physical in the beginning and middle of that game. They, you know, towards the end, they started getting a little bit, I don't want to say out of control, but they were, I don't know, a little too charged up. And committing some penalties they didn't need to commit there. The defensive line, Landry, I think, got in on one too. And that's a little bit different from your procedural penalties, from your holdings, from your false starts, from, you know, things like that. And that, I think, is what he was talking about when he says, I'm not totally sure how to coach when it comes to penalties. And that's problematic. I mean, it is. This is a big, big issue with this team. And if you're not sure how to coach that out of them, then why are we to expect that it's ever going to get any better? Like, that's, you know, that's sort of the thing. These are all professionals. We know that. But I think that excuse sort of goes out the window when you're still committing so many penalties, when it's still such a problem. It's like, it's kind of like Ramondre Stevenson and the fumbles. And that's the next one I want to get to here, because the running game and adding to the running back room is a big issue that they're going to have to sift through and figure out. They're signing guys off practice squads and doing things like that, but now you're down to Ramondre Stevenson, Travion Henderson, a couple of practice squad guys, and Mike Vrabel was asked today if they're looking to add to that room.
Mike, I know you guys added a running back to the practice squad yesterday, but is that a position you would continue to look to add to with Gibson's injury?
I mean, we're continuing. I think they'll probably hopefully look everywhere where we, if there's somebody that we feel like can help us, whether that's at running back or any other position, but right now, nothing new to add.
Okay, that's it. It's sort of like the penalties thing. Well, that's the way it is. I don't know what to do. I want him to go out there and hit. I'm not sure how to coach him. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'd love to explore every opportunity, but we don't have any news for you right now. The running back room is what it is. Okay, well, I guess it's sort of just learn to live with it is the message, and I'm not sure I love that message. You know, it's an easy schedule coming up here. I've said that. We pointed it out. Tommy Kern and I both pointed out that this team by the bye week could be a 9 or possibly even 10-win team if they go out there and take care of business. But that's going to be hard to do if they're committing a ton of penalties and they can't run the ball. And if there's no real plan to address either one of those things, then I'm not sure about that. You know, like, that's an issue. The last one, and there's not really a quote for this. I guess maybe if you want to talk about improving the running back room, it's tangentially related to this. But depth. There's not a lot of depth. This team is thin. They have good players at various positions, and they've been pretty healthy so far to start the year. But when it comes to the grind of the NFL season and the further in you get to it, you look around this room and you look around this roster, and it just doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of depth. Now, the reason for that doesn't have a whole lot to do with Mike Vrabel. So that's why, you know, we don't have to really put this on him or make it a referendum on him and his coaching style or anything like that. What that comes down to is 5 years, 6 years of bad drafts. And that's not all Bill Belichick either. I mean, there were, you know, four of them. But that one last year, that was all Elliott Wolf. And that draft was just as bad as the worst Belichick draft you can imagine. Drake May is here. Everybody else is either gone or injured or just not even, you know, like, it's just another typical bad Patriots draft. outside of Drake May, who's looking like a great pick. But you picked him third overall. He was the third quarterback on the board. Anybody could have made that pick. In terms of everything else, it looks like another disaster. Like, just a full-on disastrous draft. And when that happens 5, 6, 7 years in a row, however many years in a row, sometimes it only needs to be like 2 years in a row. You're going to have depth problems on lack of depth on your roster. It's just the way it works. You are going to have that be an issue, and you got to pray that you stay healthy. And so far they have, and they were healthy enough in that game against the Bills. Now, you know, you can't be healthy like that every single week, and they're going to have to go without at certain points. And that's going to be a big test for this roster and for some of the guys behind the starters, because right now I look at, you know, the Keon Whites of the world. I look at, you know, some of these other players who are sitting in the background and maybe going to get an opportunity, maybe not, you know, on the defense in particular, Jelani Tavai and, you know, Anthony Jennings and Duggar and Pettis and, you know, Charles Woods and sort of those guys on the offensive line. You know, you always have injuries there. Caden Wallace, Vidarian Lowe, Ben Brown. These are your guys. These are your, this is your depth. And I feel like if they had drafted better over the last 5 years, we wouldn't be so concerned about it. I wouldn't be so concerned about it. I wouldn't be worried. And I hate to put it in those terms, but injuries in the NFL are just a fact of life. You have to plan for them. You have to assume that they're going to affect you in some way over the course of the season. And you can say maybe that they already have. Christian Gonzalez missed a bunch of games already. Right. Exactly. That's sort of my point, is that you're going to have to be dealing with this all season long. And it's much easier to do that when you have depth at certain positions, and I'm just not sure that they do. So, outside of that, I don't have a lot of notes, okay? I don't have a lot of critiques. I don't have a lot of concerns. I love the way this team is playing. I love the way the offense is operating. I love Steph Diggs. I love Drake May. You know, the run game needs some work, but I think that, you know, you can mask that in some ways. You can go out there and beat a team like the Saints, hopefully, without having to overly rely on the run game. And Travion Henderson may be someone you haven't unlocked yet. And once that happens, it could be a whole different conversation. Ramondre Stevenson and the fumbles won't be as big of a deal. Who knows? But that's, you know, that's down the line. That obviously hasn't happened yet here. So there's ways to assume, anyway, that these issues can be remedied. But right now, the message you're getting sort of from Vrabel is, I don't want there to be penalties, but I'm not really sure what to do about it. And as for the run game, I mean, listen, it is what it is. And we need these guys, and I can't bench them now, even if I wanted to, which I don't. I'm not going to be benching Ramondre Stevenson now. You can't bench him now. That's out the window with Antonio Gibson. So here you are. And listen, in terms of all the problems that teams in the NFL have, this is small potatoes, okay? But they are still potatoes. And there's still potatoes that you have to deal with. And there's still things that you have to work on and try and fix, especially the penalties. The penalties should be like a number one. The run game, you're kind of handcuffed there. The season's already started. The rosters are all set. The penalties, that's just you working on that. That's just you coaching that out of your players. That's something that they do need to, because they are good enough to hang with the good teams. You don't want to beat yourself. Penalties is beating yourself. The Bills committed more penalties than you. They probably think in Buffalo that they beat themselves in that game. I don't necessarily think that. I think the Patriots went out and took that game. But Buffalo, I'm sure they're sitting there going, man, we turned the ball over a lot. We had all these penalties. We really should have won that game. And if the Patriots lose a game and have the penalties, they're going to be thinking the exact same thing. Yes, Joe.
I feel like there was a point before the season started that Vrabel kind of had that sentiment. Maybe it was you, maybe it was like Andy in the afternoon show or whatever, but there was a point where Vrabel was, I don't know what quote he was giving, but he kind of had that demeanor of like, this might not be as good as I hoped and hyped it out to be. And it's kind of similar to that, but not to that extreme where he's talking about the penalties, like, and they're making penalties. I don't know what to do. The running back room is thin. Well, there's only two capable guys right now. Right. What do you want me to do there? So I'm kind of getting that vibe from him. Not that it's a bad thing, but he's just saying, this is the problem, and we're going to have to work around it.
Yeah, and this is what we're going to do about it, and this is how it's going to go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll take your Patriots thoughts here as we start to shift now to looking to New Orleans down on Bourbon Street here, taking on a Saints team that is not very good, but does have some good players and does have some high-end talent there on that offense and on that defense, and a young quarterback who's starting to figure out his game a little bit. So we'll talk about that. But coming up next, the Boston Bruins begin their season tonight, taking on the Washington Capitals, and we will be joined live in studio by Bridget Prue to discuss that. That's coming up next here on the Christian Arcan Show. First, here's Joe Braverman. He'll get you caught up on what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. It is opening night for the Bruins. They begin a new season down in D.C. against the Capitals. Jeremy Swayman is the man in between the pipes. For the Bees, David Pastrnak, Hampus Lindholm, and Charlie McAvoy were named associate captains. Puck drop from the nation's capital is set for 7:30. Patriots are back at practice today to begin prep for their Week 6 road matchup against the Saints. From today's injury report, safety Jalen Hawkins and pass rusher Keon White did not practice today. Christian Barmore, Kalevon Chasen, Joshua Farmer, Anthony Jennings, and Milton Williams were limited. In the MLB postseason, the divisional round continues with every series in action. Earlier today, the Tigers staved off elimination by a final score of 9-3. Game 5 will be decided in Seattle on Friday. Meanwhile, the Yankees will try and stave off elimination from the Blue Jays. Their Game 4's first pitch is at 7:08. In the National League, two clinching scenarios. The Brewers are falling to the Cubs 4-1 at Wrigley in the bottom of the third. Milwaukee trying to close out that series. Later on tonight at 9:08, the Dodgers at home will try and close out the Phillies. Celtics preseason begins tonight in Memphis against the Grizzlies. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. This is the first of four preseason tilts for the Seas. Their regular season opener is on October 22nd against the 76ers. And according to Pro Football Talk and 24/7 Sports, a potential exit strategy has begun between UNC and their head coach Bill Belichick. Also, a report from Ollie Connolly. Sources say that Bill Belichick has discussed buyout options with hierarchy in North Carolina and a willingness to trigger his own $1 million buyout. Join the fight against suicide on Saturday, October 25th at the Out of the Darkness Walk on the Boston Common to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Register today at afsp.org/Boston Walk. That's afsp.org/Boston Walk. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're going to have to play tight defense if we're going to be one of the eight as we're structured right now. And we knew that going in. We tried to bolster our lineup offensively in the offseason. It didn't come to fruition, but we got guys that are going to be tough to play against, hard to play against. I think teams are going to circle playing against the Bruins and go, oh, damn, we got to play them tonight. That's I think, the type of lineup that we put together, knowing that, you know, hopefully throughout the year we can add some offense somewhere. Our specialty teams have to get better. They should be able to get better. There's no reason for them not to be better. So I think that's an area of improvement, like I said, with being healthy on the back end and also goaltending. So those are areas I really believe we're going to improve upon. It's just a matter of making sure that we're keeping the puck out of our net, because it's going to be a little bit more challenging to score some goals. But we're hoping to address that throughout the year as well.
It's the best game you can name. Welcome back to the Christian Arcan Show here at WEEI, live in our Brighton studios. And live in studio right now, our first guest post-Red Sox season here is Bridget Prue of the Skate Pod, who joins us here in studio. She also is very much involved with BU hockey. You're everywhere. I mean, you turn on the TV, all you see is Bridget Prue.
No, we just actually filmed our Nesson show this morning, and that's why my hair still looks like this. But yeah.
Oh, I thought it was for here, the show right tonight. Yeah.
She got all dollied up for us.
That's what I thought.
It was for my date that's after this.
No. Oh, well, okay, very good. We'll keep it quick then. You heard Cam Neely there about this team, this Bruins team being a tough defensive team. They open up their season tonight. It feels like the season really snuck up on us. Does it feel like that for you? You eat, sleep, and breathe hockey. But to the rest of us, it feels like it's really snuck up quick.
No, I've been going to practice for like a month and a half. So I feel like captain's practice feels like so long ago now, and that's when we started going back to the rink. So for me, it's ramped up quite a bit. And watching all the preseason, now the cuts, now it feels more real now. But I've certainly been, you know, in full hockey mode for a little bit longer than I think everyone else.
Sounds like it. Yeah, certainly longer than I have been, which is why I'm glad you're here to keep us all informed. I know that the Bruins did strike out on a couple of free agents that they were looking to sign on offense, and you heard Neely talk about that and say, you know, we tried to target some players. It didn't really work out, so we kind of pivoted to this more of a, I believe he used the pee and vinegar approach, which I'm all for. Listen, I love that style of hockey, and I think the Bruins are right to try and get into it. I do also feel like that was kind of what they did last year. They wanted to get bigger and tougher and not get pushed around by Florida. And in the first 2 weeks of the season, you could already tell that wasn't a strategy that was going to work.
Well, yeah, like Nikita Zadorov, you mean?
Right. Once and Max Jones up, and some of these other big guys, you know, that they signed, like, who didn't really make it.
They got Elias Lindholm last year as well, and he's probably the opposite of that. He's more of a skill center. This roster is completely different than last year. When you don't have Brad Marchand on it anymore, your top six is way thinner. And then what they replace him with this year is Casey Mittelstadt and Victor Arvidsson are the two guys in, with Marchand being out. I mean, it's a drop off from, and you heard Neely talk about it in that clip, saying we know we're going to need to basically play good enough defense because our scoring isn't going to keep up with it.
Yeah, and that can be a major issue for a team that last year, let's be honest, did a hard reset. I mean, that was a big exodus of players, Marchand and Coyle, and you know everybody that ended up going out there. It was a tough season. It was a tough season for Bruins fans. Who was
by
there?
By the way, Trent Frederick is now on a line with Connor McDavid.
Really?
Yes.
Trent Frederick and Connor McDavid. Well, you know what he's going to be doing. he's going to be watching his back.
He's going to have a career high in everything is what he's going to
probably
be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, I didn't realize that. Connor McDavid, who took a real haircut there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a team-friendly deal. And what that says is, first of all, it's a bridge deal. It's only 2 years. That says, I am going to give our team the opportunity to sign other good players so that we can win now. And if we don't win now, maybe I'm not coming back.
But what does this Bruins season come down to? If there was one at the top of the board that is going to separate this from being the disappointment that, you know, the end of last season was and getting back into contention, what is the one thing it hinges on?
Oh man, they need way more than one thing to go their way for that to break towards a playoff spot. I really do think it's probably a combination of like three main things. Secondary scoring is going to have to be there. Which with what they have, it's questionable just because, I mean, there's a lot of people in the bottom six that either are young and we don't really know what their scoring potential is, or they over the past few seasons have had down years. Swayman being better is a huge one. And because he had training camp this year, hopefully that's enough for him to get off on a better foot and the stats to be a little bit better. They need him to be a lot of bit better this year. But yeah, that's huge. And then the health of the defense, McAvoy and Lindholm, what boost they have for just being in the lineup should give you some more wins theoretically, because mm-hmm. they're going to keep goals off the board. But really all three of those things need to happen for them to be in the playoff picture, probably just as, you know, the last wild card team or just a wild card team in general.
On the subject of Swayman, I was a big Swayman defender. Andy and I yelled and screamed at each other over Swayman in the last offseason, and I was very much let down by the season that he had. I said a lot of things. I yelled a lot of things at Andy, and then Swayman went out there and stunk all year, and I looked like a jackass. But
are you telling me Andy knows more about hockey than you?
On that one particular point, actually, yes. And anybody who doubted Swayman would be good knew more about hockey than me in that moment. But you talk about him, and you talk about sort of the season that he had. What's the temperature like with him in the room with his teammates, with the coaches, with everybody? What's the vibe on Jeremy Swayman right now?
I feel like he's still accepted in the locker. I've mm-hmm. never got the sense that there was any sort of divide. I know Nikita Zadorov had that one quote where at the game that Swayman tried to right. fight, and someone asked, oh, was it nice to see your goalie step up? And he's like, is that what he was doing? Like, trying to protect. Yeah. So he didn't think he was protecting his teammates. That was just one off comment. I don't really think that there's an issue with him in the room. He seems calm. He seems comfortable. I think he's coming in with the mindset that knowing how much training camp affected it and trying to be positive now that he has actually a few weeks of work done.
Yeah, the Bruins on Monday got their roster down to 23 players. There were some somewhat controversial cuts there. Blumel was the kid, the forward that Pasternak recruited, Michael DiPietro, and Matt Poitras. Some of them were put on waivers and then cleared and reported to Providence. Poitras was just assigned right directly to him, right? So
yeah, because he's young, so yeah, he didn't have to clear waivers. But I thought that once they waived Blumel, he might get claimed. And people also thought DiPietro, the goalie, might get claimed because there were, and who knows, this could have been his agent telling other teams to, you know, stir the pot a little bit and say, oh, we have interest, you know, if he ever gets onto the waiver wire. But no, they all clear. I don't think DiPietro played well enough in the preseason to have taken a spot from Korpisalo. I think actually Korpisalo had the best game of all of the goalies in preseason. And so he's a solid, solidified backup. And then Blumel, from the Czech Republic, plays on the Czech national team with Pasternak. He has the offense that I thought that they were looking to add because they have a lot of guys that you would say are deferring. They're pass first guys. They're looking for, you have to have more guys that can shoot in that middle six in order for them to score. And he seemed to fit that bill perfectly. But as training camp went on, he faded a little bit, and I guess too much to their liking. They had him on the second power play unit the entire preseason, so I'm thinking, oh, he can just tee it off on the power play. Like, I'm seeing where they're trying to fit him in. It looked like he was going to have a legitimate middle six role, and then that's the one that surprised me the most. I think 2 days before it happened, I was telling our podcast, oh, 90% sure that this like he's on the team. And then, of course, you know, I'm not a psychic, but
yeah, it's tough to predict these things, certainly. Let's go ahead to tonight. It's a big night, obviously. I mean, it's opening night here. First game for Marco Sturm. How's he been? This team had a pretty good preseason, right? I mean, they looked good. They won a lot of games. They won four of the games. How's Sturm been so far, and what do you expect from him tonight in the season?
Well, both Pasternak and McAvoy, when they spoke yesterday, talked about how this training camp was the most intense training camp they've had in a long time. So they're expected to be elevated as if it was a regular season from the beginning. And I think they all came in knowing they needed to do that because last year was a very lax and unsuccessful training camp based on what the start of the season was like. And that was coached by Jim Montgomery. But as a leader, he seems to be pretty stern, not to like draw, like not Sturm, right. Stern. And yeah, he's well received so far, I believe, and he's good with the media. He gives us some, you know, good quotes sometimes. I think he's liked so far. Obviously, it normally comes to like year two, three, where people's messages start wearing on people, but not yet. I think he will make a positive change, and I think Steve Spott, he's going to run their power play, is hopefully going to help that out too, because their power play last year was really hurting them.
Yes, it was certainly not a strength of the team. Can this team compete this year? Can they compete for a wild card?
That was
a big pause. That was a big, long pause. You saw that, Joe. It was at least 10 seconds,
right? They could. But so all those things that I said earlier would have to go right.
Right.
The real danger is if they finish where I think that they might finish in like 6th or 7th in the Atlantic Division.
No man's land there.
That's no man's land because you have to be top 4 to, or technically could be 5, but most likely top 4 to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to be 8th right. And you want to be trying to get Gavin McKenna. So 5, 6, and 7, if they finish that in the division, you're not getting as high an upside draft pick. You're missing the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's the toughest spot.
All right. So you want to avoid that at all costs, even if it means you have to suck extra bad.
But the problem is if they trade at the deadline, like they could still be sellers, but still not bad enough to really be bottom 7 in the league.
Mm.
So that's like, because last year they naturally just ended up bottom 5
right.
because that's what the roster was. But that's not a guarantee that happens even if you sell.
All right. That's the voice of Bridget Prue. You can check her out on the Skate Pod. You hear her here on WEEI at various points as well. You can see her on TV with Nesson on BU and Bruins coverage as well. Bridget, thanks so much. Great to talk with you. Here's to a great season.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's Bridget Prue. What's your Twitter so people can follow you?
Just my first and last name. That's
at Bridget Prue. There you
Bridget
go.
Bridget Prue.
And it's spelled the
if
French
you
way.
You can spell it.
Yes. It's a very French name. She's
it's
very,
pronounced Proux or
no,
something
it's not.
Like that.
Bridget Prue is how you say it. Thank you, Bridget. Very good stuff. All right. There you go. We're going to take a quick break here on the Christian Arcan Show. When we come back, some leftover thoughts on the Bruins tonight. We'll make some predictions as well. And Mike Vrabel had a press conference today. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some possibilities and rumors floating around about this team and the trade deadline, which, watch out, is only 3 weeks away here. And we'll look ahead to the New Orleans Saints. That's all coming up next here on the Christian Arcan Show.
Uh-huh. Because once you're a free agent,
he's probably going to turn it down, you idiot.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Can this team compete this year? Can they compete for a wild card?
That was
a big pause. That was a big, long pause. You saw that, Joe. It was at least 10 seconds,
they
right?
They could. But so all those things that I said earlier would have to go right.
Right.
The real danger is if they finish where I think that they might finish in like 6th or 7th in the Atlantic division.
No man's land there.
That's no man's land, yeah. Because you have to be top four to, or technically could be five, but most likely top four to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to be eighth, right. And you want to be trying to get Gavin McKenna. So 5, 6, and 7, if they finish that in the division, you're not getting as high an upside draft pick. You're missing the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's the toughest spot.
Christian Eric Cancho here, WEEI. Thanks again to Bridget Prue for joining us in that last segment. Getting you ready for the beginning of what could be. And listen, Bridget's not going to dump all over the team, obviously. But I think that it is a wait-and-see approach right now with that team and with that roster and with everything. By the way, if you want to follow Bridget on Twitter, you can do it. At Bridget with a D and a G and two T's. B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T-E. And Prue is spelled P-R-O-U-L-X. It's the Frenchest name in the history of names. It really is. Marie Antoinette's got nothing on Bridget Prue over here. Anyway,
she was made to cover hockey.
That really is true. Anyway, great stuff from her there. And legitimate fear. I mean, that's a legitimate fear for the Bruins. When you're a bad team, you don't want to be a bad team forever, but you don't want to be a team in no man's land. You'd rather be a bad team than a team in no man's land, not making the playoffs, not getting a good draft pick, stuck in purgatory. You can get stuck there for a long time. You can get stuck there for a long time, have a long drought. I would hate to see that happen here with David Pastrnak still giving you good years and Charlie McAvoy still giving you good years, and we'll see what you get from Jeremy Swayman. But that right there should be, at the very least, the skeleton of something that you can build on. And one big issue, and we touched on this a little bit with Bridget before she left there, when talking about the player cuts, is the fact that the young talent on this team, the little group of youngsters that everyone was sort of expecting was going to make their mark now, your Fabian Lysells of the world, you know, your Jonathan Asperat and Alex Steves and Blumel, the kid from the Czech Republic, and all these other guys that they brought in here, these younger players, Poitras, another one, and not all of them are young, but, you know, these are new guys and, you know, on the younger side, and some of them are your homegrown guys, too. And instead of them starting the season on the active roster and getting ready to make real contributions at the NHL level, they're starting back in Providence again. And you're going to the Arvidsons and the Jannies of the world, and you know these players who it's just like, okay, you can't break through and get there, and it's just that's the way it is right now, and that's been a problem that is not really just this team's problem. Like, it is this team's problem right now, but it's not just the problem that this team created. This problem has been created over the last, you know, 10 years worth of drafts, where you have not had a lot of guys come up and really contribute all that much. You've had a lot of misses, a lot of whiffs. And maybe it's a new day, and we'll see. I mean, they had a nice high pick this past year, and we'll see what that ends up being, and we'll see how far, you know, they can take it or how far they go with this team. I don't think this team should be a, you know, 8 seed. I don't think that that's what they are. I don't think that they're that in such dire straits that that's what you'd expect from them this year. But I'm also not sure that they don't think that, you know? Like, I'm not sure that they believe that. They look at what they did in the season, and they may be committing to a multi-year rebuild that doesn't need to be multi-year, except for the fact that your young players haven't really come up and taken over the mantle yet. There's been no real changing of the guard here whatsoever. And when this all started, and what I mean by this, and I know it's basically over at this point, but when, you know, all these forwards all sort of grew up together, Lucic and Bergeron and Marchand and Lucic and all these guys, you know, I mean, it was David Krejci, all these guys sort of all together at the same time, all came up and established themselves as NHL talent, NHL-ready talent, all very early. And you could tell right away, all right, these are going to be guys that you can build around. These are going to be guys that will take over for the Joe Thorntons. And, you know, Thornton was gone, but you know what I mean? Like the old guard here with these Bruins. These are going to be the next generation of Bruins. And we haven't seen the next generation after that since I don't know when. I mean, really, since you tell me. And Pastrnak, I mean, Pastrnak was one guy. McAvoy is one guy. Who's the group? Who's the next group that's coming up here? There isn't one. And you look at this crop of young players here again, and it's the same problems. They're not ready. They may not ever be ready. I don't know if Fabian Lysell is ever going to be ready. I don't know if Poitras is ever going to fill out and be big enough and tough enough to play up in the bigs. I don't know. I hope he does, because I think he's talented. But, you know, like, this is to me, somewhat. You can look at it two ways. You can look at it as the Bruins are scared to go to these young players, or they know that their young players aren't ready. And either way, it's not good. either way, it's not a good situation. If they're scared, then they need to get over it. And if they know that their guys aren't good enough, they need to draft better. Either way, it has left them in sort of a, I hate to put it this way, but, you know, no man's land. That's where you end up going. If your rebuild isn't being populated by new younger players, then you don't really have a rebuild.
It really is a great term, no man's land, because they're literally in the middle of, they're not Stanley Cup contenders, but they're not at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to the league. And I sort of agree to the first part of what you're saying, that they're scared to bring him up, because you think if they are going through this rebuild or whatever, and in this down state, you would want to give these kids some playing time. You know, we see it with teams throughout sports all the time. We see NBA players shutting down guys for a season when they know they're out of it. We know MLB teams sell off their guys at the deadline. It's like the Bruins might just need to bite the bullet and understand that the only way to know if these kids are ready is to come up and play them. And whether that means maybe just throwing in the white flag or throwing in the towel, they might have to do that.
Yeah, that may end up being what happens. You know, we'll all find out together, I guess. Anyway, Bruins season begins tonight, a 7:30 puck drop against the Capitals in Washington. It may be
as high as we can be.
Maybe a tough road here. Maybe a bit of a tough road to start the year. We'll see. I have faith in the Bruins, but I don't know if a lot of other people do. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Bridget still hasn't started talking since that pause when I asked her if they can compete this year. Just kidding. But that was telling, I think. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We will continue with your phone calls. We'll get to Mike Vrabel, who had a press conference today, said some interesting things, and some rumors about potential trade deadline moves, which, listen, we're coming right up on that. We're 3 weeks away. We're 3 weeks away from the trade deadline in the NFL season this year. So if the Patriots are going to add, they got to start thinking about it now. We'll get to that with your phone calls right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.